name was Astro. Astro was a sad sort of boy. He didn't have many friends. He didn't understand himself very well. And he was unhappy. Very, very unhappy. He dreamed of traveling to new worlds, of getting away from it all. And so one day, he dressed up in head-to-toe polyester. He rented a car, and he started to drive. Fell asleep behind the wheel of his car. When he woke up, he noticed that the rearview mirror had been shattered and blood was streaming down his face from his forehead. He removed the steering wheel column from his sternum and he stepped out of the car, rubbing his eyes. He looked around him and saw a strange world full of orange skies and a red babbling brook next to him, leading who knew where. And then he looked down on the ground and he noticed that all around him, running around wildly, madly, like crazy people, were little naked baby doll people. They all looked exactly alike to him, little naked baby doll people. And so he ran aside and he got one and he picked it up and he said, "What's going on here?" And the little doll person said, "Hello there, mister, you can help us." And he said, "I don't even know where I am, how can I help you?" And the little doll said, "You're in the world of Tina." "Help us," the little man said. "How can I help you? I don't even know where I am." And they said, the little baby doll person said, "We need money and advice."
You're the giant that we need. Our Mars are built so
Any money or advice, but sure, I'll go along with you. I'll try to help you find this Tina person. Where is she? And they said, we don't know, we've never seen Tina. We don't know where she is. I know, he said, let's go find her. So Astro and the blonde naked baby doll people set off on the long road ahead to find Tina. Finally, they came to the mall, the long, tall strip mall that towered up so high that it was even taller than Astro. The people were in awe when they got to the mall because none of them had ever ventured past it to the other side. And now was the great moment of truth, where Astro had to get them past the mall. Why is it that you've never gone past the mall? Astro asked. It's because there's this giant sales lady inside. This giant sales lady who comes out at us and makes us buy things. The people, the little doll people, we're very scared of this sales lady. But Astro said, I've dealt with lots of those before. I think I can handle her. And they all shivered because they were anticipating a wild confrontation, and they never thought that anybody would ever dare to confront the giant sales lady. So they called Astro their polyester action hero. To the giant sales lady, and she was hideous. She was covered in makeup. Her lips were filled with collagen. She'd obviously had plastic surgery at least 40 times. Her hair was frosted, and her suit was disgusting. It was a bad ensemble. And came up to him and she said, "Astro, look around. What do you want? Why don't you buy something?" And he said, "No, thank you. I'm just here to look, thank you. I don't want to buy anything." And with that, her face became red. And she jumped around a little bit. And she screamed. She couldn't contain herself anymore. Nobody had ever denied her this way. And so she was basically decommissioned for the rest of the afternoon, and it gave Astro enough time to shepherd all of the little naked baby blonde doll people through the mall and to the other side. Walked very far when Astro and the little naked baby doll people noticed that up on the hill ahead there was a band of musicians playing their instruments on top of the hill. And Astro said, "We have to go," because he could hear the music from where he was, and it was the most seductive, the most beautiful music that Astro had ever heard. So he led the little naked baby doll people to the hill, and then they climbed the hill, and Astro, wanting to be right in front, found a seat directly before the stage. And he looked up at the stage and he saw the singer. And the singer happened to be looking down, and they made eye contact. Astro's heart jumped when he made eye contact with the singer on the stage. And the singers did too, truth be told. But then the singer came down off of the stage and went up to Astro, where Astro was seated. And he took a seat on Astro's lap. Astro thought that was kind of strange, but then the singer began to sing.
"Hey mister, won't you come along and sing a song with me? Hey mister, don't just shake your head and poke your nose at me. Hey mister, won't you lend a hand and join the band with me? Thank you."
Castro had always wanted to be in a band. And now, not only was he being offered the opportunity to be in a band, but he had this beautiful singer sitting on his lap, and he didn't know what to do about it. And so he just said, I can't go. I know what I'm here for, and what it is to find Tina. I've promised these little naked baby doll people that I'd find Tina. And I know that the only way that I can figure out what the hell is going on is if I can find Tina myself and ask her some questions. And so he went away, and he felt kind of sad. Because after all, it was a hard decision to make. But they traveled on, hoping to find the dwelling place of Tina. Said, let's go rest in the poppy field. And so all the little naked baby doll people followed him into the poppy field, and they all laid down, and they asked him, Astro, is Tina ever going to come? Are we ever going to find her? And Astro said, I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder that myself. But then, before any more doubt could overtake his brain, Astro looked up, and there, rising from the poppy field, was a great, big, beautiful woman. She had blonde hair and big, buxom breasts. She was fully buxom, you might say. She was like an earth goddess, and there she was, right before him, in a giant muumuu. And so, Astro screamed, who are you? And she said, I am Tina! Tina said, welcome to the world of Tina. And Astro said, I can't believe it, you're Tina. And the baby doll people jumped up and down and they said, she's Tina, she's Tina. And Astro said, wow, Tina, where have you been? And Tina said, why, I've been here all along. And so have you. And Astro said, no, I just got here this afternoon. I know that for a fact. And she said, no, you're Tina too. You've been here all along. This is your world too. And he said, what? I'm not Tina, I'm Astro. And she said, no, you're Tina and I'm Tina. And all of you, she said, pointing around to the little baby doll people, are Tina. And Astro began to laugh and laugh. And Tina began to laugh and laugh. And the little naked baby doll people began to laugh and laugh. And Astro said to them, oh boy, I feel better.